San Augustine in East Texas is a treasure trove of architecture with 60 state-designated historic structures. It was established along El Camino Real, the Royal Highway, which ran from Louisiana to San Antonio. The town was a major point of trade and politics in the early 1800s and during the days of the Texas Republic. Today, it's called the Cradle of Texas. Perhaps the most famous historic property in San Augustine is the Ezekiel Cullen House, built for the prominent legislator and jurist in 1839. It's a stately white wood frame house that stands beneath towering oaks. A local architect and master builder, Augustus Phelps, designed it in the Greek Revival style. The home symmetry is like that of an ancient Greek temple. A gallery spans the front with matching pairs of windows on either side of the double door entrance. A triangular pediment rises above the porch, supported by four Doric columns. Phelps incorporated a fan-shaped window in the pediment. On warm days, the large arching window could slide open, allowing cool breezes to flow into the ballroom on the second floor. The architect used his signature detail, the five-pointed Texas star, above doorways and on downspouts. Ezekiel Cullen sold the house after the Civil War. In 1952, his grandson, the Houston oilman Hugh Roy Cullen, bought the property and restored it under the direction of the local restoration architect, Rayford Stripling. Cullen donated the home to the Daughters of the Texas Republic. They operate it as a house museum that displays period furniture and paintings by the early local artist S. Seymour Thomas. Today, along State Highway 21, which follows the roadbed of the Royal Highway, San Augustine is a tree-shaded hamlet, commanding a major place in the timeline of Texas history.